Back now with Day to Day, I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Madeline Brandt. Tonight in Los Angeles, Magic Johnson throws his fundraising weight behind Hillary Clinton a week after Oprah Winfrey's fundraiser for Barack Obama. And Hollywood's black community is split like never before, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
When he recently guest-hosted on Saturday Night Live, comedian Chris Rock neatly captured the dilemma many blacks in Hollywood find themselves facing as the presidential politics heat up.
And everybody's saying the same thing. Hillary or Obama? A black man or a white woman? It's so hard to make up my mind.
Actually, in real life, Rock is a professed Obama supporter. And like him, many in black Hollywood have already decided who to back, even though the election is more than a year away. Talk show host, philanthropist, and media mogul Oprah Winfrey can now add political activist to her resume. She talked about her first ever endorsement of a presidential candidate earlier this year with CNN's Larry King.
On this program, you endorsed Barack Obama for the president. That still sticks, right?
Yeah, of course. Right.
This is my senator, my favorite senator.
Last weekend, Winfrey threw open the gates of her estate near Santa Barbara, California, for a glittering fundraiser to support her favorite senator. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith and Oscar recipients Forrest Whitaker, Halle Berry, and Sidney Poitier were some of the more than 1,500 guests. They each paid $2,300, the federally allowed maximum, to attend. The Obama campaign is reported to have netted well over $3 million. Some of Winfrey's best friends, however, have decided on the other frontrunner. Here's one of Winfrey's cherished mentors in a videotape message of support.
I am Maya Angelou, and I am here to talk about Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Another close Winfrey friend, Quincy Jones, is also supporting Clinton. He's a co-host at tonight's fundraiser. In this endorsement video, Jones says he's happy that Clinton recognizes that America's actions have consequences that extend beyond its borders.
Thank God Hillary is cognizant of what's happening on a global level, and global gumbo is what it's about now.
The fact that all black opinion makers aren't tipping toward only one candidate is a good thing, says Princeton political science professor Melissa Harris-Lacewell.
One of the things I like least is this notion that all black people agree. And so in a certain way, I think that the fact that there is disagreement among the family of black progressive Democrats about who we should support is good and healthy and mature for black politics.
In fact, Michael Preston, a political science professor at the University of Southern California, says both frontrunners in the current Democratic campaign are logical choices for black voters.
Both of these candidates, you know, support the kind of things that appeal to black voters. It's true with Hillary as well as Obama, and they are against the war, which resonates well with black voters.
Preston says Obama has attracted many younger voters because of the excitement factor. He remembers the same thing occurred when Jesse Jackson ran in the 1980s. Preston believes Clinton is doing well with established entrepreneurs and people who remember her husband fondly, or who still spend time with him. Irvin Johnson has gone from beloved sports icon to AIDS activist and champion of urban entrepreneurship. Princeton's Melissa Harris-Lacewell believes Hillary Clinton is reaping the benefits from the close bond her husband shared with the former Lakers star.
Clinton had a very high profile on questions of AIDS, HIV, and questions of urban development issues through ownership, small business enterprises, that kind of thing, which all fit kind of very neatly within Magic Johnson's own both personal and civic agenda.
The fact that there are two frontrunners to choose from sometimes divides not only friends and colleagues, but families. One of the co-hosts at the fundraiser at the Johnson home is music industry titan Clarence Avant. He and his son Alex are avid Clinton supporters. But Nicole Avant, who is one of her father's business partners, is a major Obama fundraiser in Southern California. The billionaire founder of Black Entertainment Television, Bob Johnson, is a Clinton supporter. His ex-wife, Sheila, whose well-publicized divorce settlement from him made her a billionaire, is a big Obama backer. Nasty divorces aside, for the most part, relations between the two candidates' supporters are more like a friendly rivalry than a slugfest. And that might be because at some point, the Hillary or Obama question will be moot. Again, USC professor Michael Preston.
After the primary, everything changes. Black voters tend to go back to whoever the candidate is for the Democratic Party.
According to current national polls, that candidate might well be a black man or a white woman. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.